Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Astrological Intentions. I am your host, Alex Reavy, along with the Taipei traveler herself, Sandy Reavy.
Hi, everybody. Making plans.
It is episode 275, October 30th. Let's get right into it. In the transits, we start off with October 31st, Halloween, Venus trine Uranus retrograde.
Change your costume.
November 3rd, Sunday, Sun opposing Jupiter retrograde.
Lace up your boots.
Again, Friday, Venus opposing Neptune retrograde.
Look inside my crystal ball.
And November 4th, Saturday, Sun stations direct.
Done with temporary fixes.
Along with Mercury opposed Uranus.
R-E-S-P-C-T.
And wrapping up the week with November 5th, Sunday, Mercury rising.
He's rising in the evening sky, so go check him out.
And in Talisman Time, Sandy has finished up a special talisman for you, and we have the Talisman of the Month for November. On the horizon, we just finished up our free event. It is ready and waiting for you, and our November 4th forecast as well. In our house, I have a very special Scorpio meditation for you all. So get ready for this episode of Astrological Intentions.
Ooh, Scorpio.
I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars. It's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute. Jump in the river. Wash yourself clean so you can deliver you.
Hello, Taipei traveler.
I think I'm going to go to Taipei through on my way to Bali.
Yeah.
This time. And then on the return, I'm going to stay in Taipei a couple days. So I'm making my two month stay in Bali. I'm finally doing it. I'm working with a visa agent. And we've got the places I'm staying. I just have to book my flight. And I think I'm going to go on Eva Airlines. I'm going to go that way around the world instead of through Qatar that I normally do.
Mm-hmm. Probably the smartest choice just right now. So I want to go direct to all of you listeners. Thank you so much for sending in your feedback. This message was sent directly to Sandy. And this was about the fall forward in-person event that you had in Michigan.
It was lovely.
Says, we are so glad you came and shared all your mastery and knowledge and cool vibes, Sandy. Yep. Let's keep this party going with a bunch of dancing emojis and hearts.
Yeah. She was the host and we went to her house and it was just beautiful. And she's going to set up some next ones. Right. And so this is one that is in the vicinity of Chicago or, you know, Michigan,
mm-hmm.
Wisconsin, really. It just took me an hour and a half, maybe hour and 45 minutes, but it's a beautiful drive. Yeah.
I bet. Well, don't forget, you can always send in your feedback, alex@intentionbeads.com. So let's move into the transits where we start the week off. Happy Halloween, everybody. October 31st, Tuesday, Venus trine Uranus retrograde.
Yeah, this is with reception. It's a trine, but change your costume. You know, this is easy and fun times. Don't overthink it, right? It makes me think of so many times how you as a child were so adamant for months about what your costume would be. And we would search, or I would make it, or I would, we'd just work very hard for this dream for me. Damn costume. It's not my favorite holiday I don't even know if it's a holiday, but it's not my favorite time of the year, or Halloween is not. But then it would come to the time for you to get dressed and get ready and put the makeup on and put everything on, and you would cry because you hated it. So the whole change your costume, you know, is so prevalent here. It's like, oh, you know what? Go as your unique self. So it's easy. This is fun. But it's kind of like, you know, hey, I don't want to be that now. I want to be this. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's not a bad thing, but it's like flipping a switch, right? Yeah. On what you like and what mm-hmm. the fun times are. Yeah.
Well, I understand. I know how frustrating that must have been, because I do remember all the times that we would go searching for the perfect costume, because I always love dressing up. And I think it's just a, you know, when you're like, you have a plan and then you, it's finally like you're at the edge and the precipice of it actually happening. And you're like, wait, 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 this is a dumb idea. I think that's exactly what I thought.
But now, you were just talking earlier about your costume, because, you know, you and your boyfriend love this time of year.
Yeah, right? We do. And we were just in Mexico. And so we, he purchased an authentic custom made mariachi suit. And mm-hmm. I purchased a authentic Mexican, I guess like Katrina dress, which is like very frilly, very lacy, a tight waist. And the bottom of the dress is just like one of those just
balloon
multi-layered, beautiful. Yeah. And that like you can lift up on both sides and there's still more dress, you know, to go. It's heavy, but I'm so excited. I'm so excited to wear it. And we're going to be Katrina's. Well, Katrine's. Yeah. So.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Excited.
A picture on the.
That would be fun. That would be fun. Yeah. And so let's move on to November 3rd, Friday, Sun opposing Jupiter retrograde.
Yeah, this is a lace up your boots. This happens once a year. And when the sun is opposing the retrograde superior planet. So climbing high, go to the top, go to the tippy top. But watch who you step on, and also watch who helps you. Because one sounds more generous than the other, right? Like, you know, who are you, who is not helping you? Who is helping you? Who are you stepping on? Who are you not stepping on? Because this sun, and of course the sun has to be in Scorpio, of course, where he is, for it to be opposition to the Jupiter that is in Taurus right now. So of course, always in the opposition to these superior planets and outer planets, that planet is retrograde, always.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So really get ready, climb high.
Okay. I like it. That same day, we also have Venus opposing Neptune retrograde.
Look into my crystal ball. No, don't.
Halloween is not over, don't. Apparently.
Don't. You will get pulled in. This is an opposition. Maybe you can glance at it, right? Don't look too close at it. Glance at it for a bit of creative inspiration. But, you know, don't believe what someone is telling you in the crystal ball, right?
Okay.
It's an opposition to Neptune. You can get creative inspiration here, but use it for yourself. Right.
Right.
Use it for yourself. Yeah.
And November 4th, Saturday, Saturn stations direct.
This is important. This happens once a year. It's not always on this date, but Saturn is moving forward. He's been retrograde for the last four-ish months. And so now he gets to remove the temporary badges or the temporary fixes or the band-aids or the, you know, duct tapes of what you were trying to fix. You can probably relate as a homeowner, right? right? Because you're back on the job. You know,
that's exactly what I was thinking of. Continue.
Yeah. Yeah, back on the job. And maybe that feels good to kind of feel productive and accomplished again. You know, Saturn's been at this 0 degrees of Pisces area for a period of time. And, you know, maybe for the last 2 weeks, but now he turns, he's, you know, was in the cul-de-sac and now he's turning around. So, you know, time is up to pretend, right? Mm-hmm. We don't get to pretend anymore. However, he's going to stay here. And as I said, October 11th. So really this is about 3 weeks, which might add up to really what's going on in your world as the assistant to the president at your condo association, the homeowners association.
Yep.
So on October 11th, for everyone, see what's been on your calendar. I bet it's been a full on Like if I go to my, I carried my calendar out to brunch the other day just to show someone how crazy busy things have been for me. Right.
Right.
We're still not even caught up from Greece and we've been home.
I know.
Over a month.
Tell me about it.
However, this Saturn stays at the zero Pisces from October 11th through November 20th, all at zero. So that's a long time. So anybody has any zero planets, they're getting the Saturn, particularly the Pisces. Anybody born like February 19th is really getting the dose of the Saturn on their sun to really be productive. And what are your accomplishments, right?
And so we're looking back at October 11th to see what was going on during that time?
Since that time, because it's still
happening. Since that time.
Boom, 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 boom. You're really getting productive. You're doing things that maybe you have put to the side. You know, I know you're getting new quotes, right? It's like, oh, this project is worse than we thought it was originally. We can't temporarily fix this anymore. Okay. We have to go in and it's now $40,000, not $10,000, right?
Stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Preaching to the choir over here. Yeah, that's so interesting. Okay, so I am done with the temporary fixes as well. So let's move on. That same day, November 4th, Saturday, Mercury opposes Uranus retrograde.
R-E-S-P-C-T. Take it over.
That is what it means to me.
You know, again, here's another opposition. We're in opposition field right now. Because there are planets, you know, there's a lot of planets on the opposite side where the personal planets are right now. And so there's, you know, the sun went opposite to Jupiter. Venus went, because Venus goes around the sun. And now Venus is opposite Neptune. And then Mercury's going around the sun. So we know that the Venus and those two personal planets, the attendee and the communicator of the sun, are traveling around, always travel around the sun. So they're not far away. And so there just happens to be a lot of oppositions. And this one is Mercury making an opposition to Uranus. And again, that R-E-S-P-C-T, your way is not the only way. However, listen for alternative language forms. Right. You may listen in and go, I don't understand that. I need to understand that, or I need to respect that. Right. We're still in the eclipse season here. So there is this, you know, and even if you have to pretend to listen to their points, right? Mm-hmm. We're not over talking them. You're not, which happens a lot with Uranus. You know, it's like this hurried up conversation. But step back, you're at opposing force, right? So like, don't get into a riff or a battle, but really respect the other's point of view. You could learn something.
Totally. I mean, I think that goes for so many different times and in situations and spaces. Respect goes a long way. And if it's mutually given, conversations can go places, you know?
I agree. And that's kind of what we should be doing always. But this is just a very marked, you know, time period on Saturday night, Saturday, Sunday. Really tune into things that you would normally not tune into, right?
So moving on to the end of the week, which is November 5th, Sunday, Mercury rising.
So now Mercury is about 10 degrees away from the sun. He's behind the sun. He's behind the sun in the sky, but he's ahead of the sky. So when the sun comes up, Mercury is behind him, even though Mercury's further along the pathway. it's hard to understand sometimes astrology.
Right, right. Well, especially if you don't have the visuals.
Yeah, but sun goes down and Mercury, for just a brief moment, will be seen in the sky. Starting on this time, he will get further and further away from the sun because he's moving quite speedy. And so he'll mm-hmm. be moving away from the sun. So when the sun goes down, say in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, all the way till December 17th, he'll be mm-hmm. in the evening sky. So I like to watch that. And I thought, you know, hey, maybe our listeners want to know when, you know, when is Venus in the morning sky? When is Venus not seen in the sky? When is Venus in the night sky? When is Mercury in the morning sky? When is Mercury not seen? When is Mercury seen in the night sky? Because those two, because they travel around the sun, sometimes they're ahead of, sometimes they're behind.
Right. Well, we want to hear from you guys who are listening right now. Do you want to learn more about that Mercury, Venus, and those visuals that you can see outside wherever you are?
We need to look up in the sky. Yeah. I know it's a little harder in the Northern Hemisphere where it's getting colder.
Yes.
But we have windows too. Mm-hmm. To the outside. We have windows into our soul as well.
Totally. Totally. So let's move over to talisman times, where you have finished up one talisman to excite my group of friends.
Yeah. Okay. Check this out. I instill a sense of tame wildness. What? I instill a sense of tame wildness with the people I enjoy the most. We agree on new exciting escapades for fun purposes. Now, mm-hmm. tame wildness. This is I did this during the evening of the eclipse. So, you know, that can kind of be a wild card because there is, it's the lunar eclipse. So, but the moon is in a nice position in her own exaltation. And she's making a really nice tight aspect to Jupiter, which is a talisman that we would usually get. Mm-hmm. However, the moon is just coming off, you know, about 6 hours later, coming off that eclipse. So again, this can be, you know, wild fun, but the fact that the moon is in that Taurus, very grounded, very earth, it could be more tamed. It's like trying to tame a wild horse here, but you know, it's kind of fun and exciting. And there's escapades, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, I immediately think of Janet Jackson, right? Cause I loved her rendition of escapades.
Yeah.
I used to dance to it even when you were a little girl.
No upcoming talismans. However, if you are ever feeling like it is time for me to have my personal talisman, that process is an incredible gift to your future. And getting clear on what your goal is, getting clear on your motivation, getting clear on that astrological terrain that's ahead is so helpful. And to have a talisman by your side while you do it is also wonderful. So
I'm actually working 8 personal talismans right now. I'm in the process. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, because, you know, Colette Baron-Reed at her Oracle Palooza did her big thing. And of course, she wears intention bracelets. So, I got multiple people like, I want to use this energy that's so
powerful. Right.
Right. And we've got that Saturn, right? That Saturn finally moving direct says, hey, what are my strengths? How can I develop that? Right. Mm-hmm. How can I ground that in? What's my long-term plan? Right. You've been batting it around. Right.
Yeah.
So it's really a good time to connect to something that you want. You know, some of the people I'm talking to right now, I'm asking them to, you know, kind of go get their genie in a bottle. Right. Whether you have a beautiful perfume, the old-fashioned perfume bottles with the stoppers in
I've always wanted those. Those look so cool.
You know, which is where you put your elixir, right? You put the essence in there and dab it on. So right now with Saturn moving direct, you're putting the stopper back on, right? You're like containing what your goals and what your wishes are, your dream. Mm-hmm. It's what we taught in Bali earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I'm making plans for Bali. And don't forget, I have still 2 spaces for Mexico.
Right. Right. Well, okay. So we're going to talk a little bit more about Mexico in a minute, but the talisman of the month for November is here and it is on special. And we are announcing it for the first time right now. To build a long-standing structure.
Yep. I make this commitment now that holds till the end of time. Whether it's a relationship or a tangible commodity, it survives. Now, this kind of goes back to what I was just saying about I made this when the moon was in Sagittarius and it was sextiling Saturn stationing direct last year, right? And Saturn was stationing direct in Aquarius where he rules, which is the last time, gosh, in 26 years that he'll be stationing direct in his own sign because he only rules 2 signs, right? He rules, he rules Capricorn and Uranus. And so this is like 26 years from now.
Right. You know,
let's see what those beads look like then. When I'm 90. But so this is a really, really special one that's still in my possession, right? So Saturn stationing direct for a tangible or a relationship, and Saturn is the ruler of the charts coming up over the horizon, stationing direct, moving forward to build some long-standing structure. So it repeats a bit of, you know, what's going on this week.
Yes. Right?
Because this week he's stationing direct in Pisces, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not a place he rules.
Okay. So we like this, the long-standing structures.
Yeah.
Similar to the house that I'm living in, that's from the 1900s, 1907, and those temporary fixes are not working anymore. So we are getting some plumbing, some foundation, some all of these other things in the works. And so it's so crazy how accurate that was.
And it's also about, you know, your finances. It's like Saturn, what are we doing? How are we limiting something? Anything like your food or your money or your income, so that you have this goal of, you know, losing weight or lessening debt, so that you have something productive to be done in the future versus, yeah, whatever, man, whatever, you know, it's like, yeah, this takes you into like, you know, we talked a little bit about on our free event yesterday about having the earth, you know, border the water, right? So that, hey, the borders here, Saturn is saying, hey, go this way. You know, we're putting a dam up, right?
Right.
So we're telling you to go that way. It's what happens when we take those sandbags, right? And say, hey, water, travel this way. We're telling ourselves to travel that way. We put up our own borders for what we, our goal, right?
So
I
true.
Really love this talisman. I think, you know, if it remains at the end of the month, I think this could be yours.
Yeah. I like that. But it's a free, it's talisman of the month for now. So, shall we move on to the horizon?
Let's go.
So we just finished up Lessons from Mercury, which was a free event. And you got a sneak peek into the expanse of teachings that's going to be happening at the 2024 Mexico retreat. And that's in January. If you are interested in learning more about the lessons of Mercury, you can still receive and watch this, this really educational webinar that was all about the elements and how the elements work together and what type of one you can figure out how, you know, where your chart is. We will not be sending out any natal chart copies, however, for, you know, the post
attendees. We did for the registration.
We did for the live Yeah, we did for the live attendees. But for anyone that is wanting just to watch the webinar, you will need to figure out your own Mercury sign, and then you'll be able to check out and see how that talks to other elemental Mercury signs. It was very cool. So it was funny. So educational.
So when we get to our house, can I talk a little bit about that?
Shortly, because I have a 10-minute meditation for everybody.
Oh, that's right.
Why don't you talk about it now?
Okay, so my Mercury is in Pisces. It's a water sign. Mm-hmm. Your Mercury is in Aquarius. It's an air sign.
Correct.
We are not on the same frequency. You're not in my water and I am not in your air, right? We don't, mm-hmm. This is a non-compatible place. So sometimes you always tell me, Mom, stay.
Sometimes I always tell you.
Okay, go like ahead. All the time.
Sometimes I always tell you.
Oh, sometimes you always tell me to keep it focused, you know, keep mm-hmm. it focused. And I try my hardest, Alex. And then I get the don't be too personal. I talk any way I talk, right? It's water. I might want to tell this story, or I want to go over here. Oh no! And then I went, oh, I'm just reminded of this. I want to talk about that, right? And it's so funny because I'm a mutable water sign. You're an air fixed. You're mm-hmm. like, stay to the subject matter, Mom. You go off course. And I'm like, yeah, but my. Here I go. Oh, you're giving me a signal right now that I'm off course right now, right?
I just need to bring in some more like earth element in my communication to help divert your water communication in the right directions, which here we are. So no, you're right. And it was so interesting.
Oh, you just muted me. That's how you get it done.
No. But yes, it was such a really cool event. If you are interested, go ahead, click the link in the description and you'll be able to watch and also check out the beautiful pictures of Mexico Retreat. Also, we are just unveiling our November forecast for 2023. As well as the cheat sheet. If you are not already on our Patreon community page, go ahead and join us, sign up. You can get a 7-day Big Dipper trial that you get access to so much more.
Okay, can I pause for a second?
Sure.
Miss Mercury and Air. I want to clarify there. I had a client ask me the other day, our Patreon is called Chatting with the Stars. And that is a collaborative that we, as Intention Beads, our personal company, aligns with Susan Goodell, who's the financial astrologer. And 8 years ago, we did this collaboration called Chatting with the Stars. And so that's our Patreon. Just so you know, you're getting me and Susan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, two astrologers. Yeah, oh my gosh. And then also there's higher tiers that you can go for in this Patreon community where you get quarterly or monthly calls with Sandy and Susan, where you're talking to Sandy about vision and electional times to do things. And you're talking to Susan, who's a financial astrologer, about the market and investments and just, you know, budgeting and finances. Such a cool combination and really a wonderful resource for so many people.
She's a sun in Capricorn and you'll hear it in her voice. And I'm a sun in Pisces. So those are work in sextile with each other. We blend even though we're completely different.
Right.
My imagination goes off and she sticks right to the subject matter.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'll say something. No. And then I'll go, well, hold on. Let's think about and talk about this a little bit. So it's so, so interesting. Chatting with the Stars.
Yeah. She's that grounded earth to your water, which is in that Lessons from Mercury. Loved that webinar. Go check it out. I will breeze through our retreat lineup for 2024. And then we're going to get into our house where we have a meditation for you.
All right. Breeze on.
January 6th through the 13th, we have the Mexico retreat. That is only two spots left. So if you are interested, make sure to head over to that retreat page. We have April 3rd through the 14th. That's the Bali retreat. September 22nd through the 29th is the Amargos Greece retreat. And October 9th through the 19th, tentative dates, is the Egypt retreat.
I will say this, email Alex or myself if you're interested in the Egypt trip. It's going to be very limited and kind of, sort of, it's filled. So if we can find more space, but get your name on the list. I haven't even announced it. I mean, it's not on our website yet, so you're not going to find it there. But if you're interested, let me know so I can put your name on the list, and I will need to tell my comrade Zephy in Greece that I'm going to take one of her spots.
Mm-hmm. Right? Okay. So your part is filled.
My part is filled because each are going to bring six people. Yeah.
So if you are interested in joining us for a retreat and you still have a few questions, or you just want to see if this is a good fit for you, you can receive a free 15-minute chat with Sandy to go over any questions, any concerns, and check out what is going to be happening astrologically there for you. Head over to intentionbeads.as.me/retreat. Of course, that link is in the description if you just want to click there. So now let's move into our house where I have a special Scorpio season meditation for you. Shall we? We will begin a passive meditation to uncover the power of this scorponic energy. To begin, find a comfortable position with your back straight and in alignment, and begin to close your eyes or put on an eye mask. Take this moment to get into position, or pause the episode here if you need to. Let's begin. Take a few deep breaths to center yourself within your body. Notice how you're feeling and where there's any attention. Bring peace and relaxation. Now, imagine you're descending a staircase into the inner recesses of your being. With each step down, go deeper within, towards the aspects of yourself that dwell within the shadows. As you begin to reach the base of the stairs, you find a door. Take a deep breath and open it. As you enter into a room filled with shadowy, obscured parts of yourself, do not be afraid. You are meant to uncover what lies within here. As your eyes begin to adjust to the dim light, have compassion for the pain
shame, fear in this space. All that lingers here seeks your understanding and integration, not banishment. Listen closely to uncover the wisdom you can find here in the darkness. Sit with patience and begin unveiling what you've previously denied. Old hurts, fears, shame. It's time to recognize these are adaptations and defenses formed for your own protection and preservation, and they have been waiting to be acknowledged and understood. And as you look here, see the innocence beneath the faulty coping and self-judgment. Breathe deeply as you embrace these shadows, these obscure images, and integrate their truth into your whole being. Because every part of you deserves acceptance. And to symbolize this moment more profoundly, you strike a match, and light begins to fill the room, bringing with it a spark of clarity, forgiveness, and wholeness. Spend a few more moments here, gently observing with compassionate curiosity. Envision yourself ascending step by step back up the staircase. Reflecting how the darkness has transformed into insight, and how you're now more complete and at peace. As you reach the top of the stairs, you can begin to open your eyes and come back into the room. Thank you for bravely journeying into the depths, digging deep to find your inner treasure. I'll see you back here at Astrology Meditation soon.
Go do you now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars. It's you, say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute, jump in the river, wash yourself clean so you can deliver you the story of you, the story.